Abraham and Sarah have miraculously gained the means of fulfilling the promise, Isaac. Now Abraham is asked for no reason to give him up. That is to give up not only Isaac, but the promise. And he does it. What this testifies to ultimately is a willingness to entrust God over one's own sense of planning, rationality, foresight, even, it's been argued, morality. You trust God entirely. That is the implied answer. What Abraham is really sacrificing is his conceptualization of the future, his planning, his control. And he's willing to do it. He's willing to float. That is the substance, as I take it, of the covenant of Abraham. So, in this lecture, we've taken a look at the creation, at the fall, the problem, and at a series of potential solutions. The world before the time of Abraham, and then with Abraham, the covenant. In our next lecture, we'll continue to see an even fuller version of the covenant as exemplified in the law given to Moses at Sinai, and proceed to the book of Job to discuss what happens when the covenant is called into question.
After listening to Lecture 2, a student posed this question to Professor Schutt. When you see the Jews will act as a leaven for the human race, does that mean the Jews have an evangelical mission to convert unbelievers in order to redeem the world? Let's listen to the professor's response.
No. As a matter of fact, Judaism is not and never has been evangelical in the phrase in Genesis 11:3, in you, in Abraham, all the families of the earth shall be blessed, does suggest a kind of universality in the call of Abraham and what results from it, not in that everyone is going to become a Jew or a Hebrew, but rather in that in some sense, the presence of Abraham and his descendants will cast a transformative moral and theological light on all other cultures in a way that will benefit them, whether that is through reshaping their institutions, whether through shared values, whether through inspiring example, or all of the above is unclear. But it is not just a mission narrowly confined to Abraham and his descendants, though Abraham and his descendants do have a unique role.
This ends Lecture 2.